This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I believe in American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income tax and welcomes guns, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I would ask you to check out Liberty HealthShare. I am a member. My kids are members. We're very happy with Liberty HealthShare. I joined them. This is going on now my third year. So I joined them 2 years ago, and this is year number three, starting on January 1st, became the third year I've been with them. It was a wonderful, eye-opening experience to get away from health insurance, like Aetna was my former health insurance company. Now with Liberty HealthShare, the bill for Aetna was $2,000 a month. The bill with Liberty HealthShare, $449 a month for any number of children, husband, wife, and any number of children for $449. Doesn't matter how big your family is, $449 per month. And so I saved $18,000 in year one. I saved $18,000 in year two. I saved, will save $18,000 this year. In year three, that's $54,000 over 3 years. Can you use an extra $54,000? Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. You guys were just fabulous to me. You took care of $2,000 of a $2,500 dental bill for my son. Who does that? Aetna would have done nothing for me, even though I was paying $2,000 a month. So it's, I think, is a great idea to check them out. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you had enough with paying health insurance bills, giant bills, milking you for all you're worth, and they give you nothing back, 855-585-4237 for Liberty HealthShare, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, lightyourliberty.com. Lots and lots to talk about. If you were with us at the 3 o'clock hour, it might have been one of my best hours, if the best hour ever. So much to talk about. We talked about the goat screwer, the man accused of raping a goat in Malawi in Africa, and claims he asked the goat for permission. That's who's coming across your border, folks. That's who wants to come to America. So, you know, Democrats got mad when we ran the Willie Horton commercial, but I noticed we won the election. Democrats get mad at everything that works. I noticed we won the election. Nobody says that Willie Horton meant everyone in jail is going to be a triple murderer. No one said the Willie Horton commercial meant everyone who's black is a bad person. So that's not what the Willie Horton commercial meant. That's not what any Republican believes. But they do believe that a Democrat governor named George Dukakis, was it George Dukakis? No, Michael Dukakis, I believe it was. Governor Dukakis of Massachusetts let a guy out early on parole, and he wound up committing, I believe it was a triple murder. And it was this guy in the commercial, Willie Horton. And he happened to be black. And they ran an ad all day long that showed that Willie Horton was a bad guy let out by Dukakis. And you don't want him as your president because he's a bleeding heart. Are liberal, and he's an idiot. He's responsible for these three dead people because he let a guy out early. And I think maybe we should start running ads with goat herders who screw goats, because that's who's coming over the border. And if you want that to come, good luck. If you want him to come, the border open and vote Democrat. The other thing I talked about was this Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress. She says, we're going to impeach this mother effer. That's how she describes my president of the United States, the most disgraceful language in the history of politics. And Nancy Pelosi refuses to condemn her. Donald Trump says Rashida Tlaib disgraced and dishonored her family with a disgraceful language. I thought her comments were disgraceful, he said. This is a person I do not know. I assume she's new. She vowed on Thursday evening to impeach that mother effer, referring to Trump. She didn't say mother effer, by the way. She said the real word. And it was a MoveOn.org event. I think she dishonored herself, Trump said. I think she dishonored her family, using language like that in front of her son and whoever else was there. And it's not suitable behavior for a congresswoman. I thought it was highly disrespectful to the United States of America. And then, of course, on The View, Joy Behar defended her. On Friday, today, on ABC's The View, co-host Joy Behar defended Congressman Rashida Tlaib, calling President Trump that mother effer while calling for his impeachment. Behar said, So did what she say offend you, or was it just locker room talk? Co-host Abby Huntsman said she was telling that to her kid. She's got two sons, age 13 and 7. I hope she didn't use that exact language. Guest host Anna Navarro said, I find it offensive. Listen, we spent a lot of time criticizing the president, too. Whatever you want to call the guy in the White House, I call him loco because of how he's cheap in the office of the president. So it's not proper or appropriate for Democrats or anybody to represent Americans to speak this way. She's now a congresswoman. She says, not proper or appropriate for Democrats or anybody to represent Americans to speak this way. Co-host Sonny Hostin said, we could all agree, I don't think the language is appropriate. It wasn't appropriate when the future president was on the bus, the Access Hollywood tape. By the way, I disagree. He was in private, having a private conversation with Billy Bush. Two men were kidding around, and he was not president of the United States. He was just an actor hosting Hollywood, The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, and he was on Access Hollywood. He can speak any way he wants in private with a good friend. And he didn't say anything bad about a specific person like this woman did about the President of the United States. Behar said, I identify with her because I'm capable of saying something like that off the top of my head at a rally. Whew. These women are amazing. Meghan McCain said, you know I have the mouth of a trucker. I'm the last person to talk about anyone swearing. I'm also hired to give speeches. When I give speeches, I'm not swearing. She has the mouth of a trucker. Okay. Wow. That's something to say on national TV. You should be very proud. McCain, your mom, should be very proud. Your father, John, taught you to curse like a trucker, a woman. That's nice. All right, J.D. from Vegas on the line. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great, but getting better. That opening was so darn good. I almost grabbed my rifle and charged up San Juan Hill. Instead of going up there with Teddy Roosevelt, I wanted to go up there with you. It was inspirational. And then here in Columbus, Dave, and he had called me and said, you know, some of his buddies from the show had called him up and they had heard you across the country, and that's why he called you, you know. And this is amazing. I believe Hannity said the first 100 days of this republic, of this Democratic new house is going to be very interesting to watch. I didn't take him about 48 hours to go absolutely stark raving mad. I mean, that Sherman wants to indict him for firing Comey. I mean, this woman, I mean, the things they've done already, that girl from upstate New York, she was a graduate from Boston College with a diploma for economics. She wants to raise taxes to 70%.
Oh, you're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, to pay for free health care. Now, this is breaking news, I think. I can't verify it. I saw it on a trailer on my TV on the local news. I think we bombed and killed the mastermind from the USS Cole.
Okay, good. I hope it's true. I hope you heard correct.
Maybe you'll get a flash on that. See if it's the equivalent of all the news with Bin Laden. I wonder if ABC and CBS are going to cover these congresswomen and with the flags and all the despicable acts they've already done. And then you got my favorite person out there from San Francisco, Nancy Bella Lugosi. Unfortunately, she's of Italian heritage, just like myself. She is the biggest dumbbell we got in the Congress, I think. And she says, I don't know. It's okay, I guess. What's freedom of speech? I mean, this is ridiculous. And I think every day, Wayne, they're going to prove themselves more and more wacky than we can even imagine.
Yeah, here's a good example. Here's this lady. She is a African American I believe she's a Missouri Democrat state senator, not a United States senator, but I believe she's in the Missouri Senate. Her name is Maria Chappelle Nadel. I believe she had some massive controversy last year where she should have been kicked out of her Senate seat, but I can't remember what that controversy was. I don't know if you remember, J.D.
I remember her.
What did she do
said
again?
Something
she said
atrocious.
Something terrible. Something terrible.
She said something atrocious in the Missouri Senate, similar to what this other one said, cussing and whatever, calling Trump this and calling
Trump
that.
Well, now she picked up on what Rashid said, and she did a Twitter tirade, and she said, hashtag impeach the MF, capital M, capital F, mother effer. Impeach the MF, hashtag. That's what she put out there. So in the last 24 hours, Democrats have introduced articles of impeachment because Trump fired someone. That's hilarious. They call for the impeachment.
Comey, because of Comey.
Right. No, but I'm saying, I'm using the words, I know it's Comey, but I'm saying he fired someone, and so they think that means you can impeach the president. President could fire anyone he wants. I don't care if it's Comey or J.D. or Wayne. President Trump can fire Wayne Reed anytime he wants. He's the president of the United States.
And he's been a congressman for 12 years, this guy.
Right, so they scratched Israel off the map, replaced it with Palestine. That was, I believe, also the same Rashid. They call for a 70% tax rate. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They've refused to fund the border wall. They worked one day and then went on a break the next day. And they've defended using vulgar, profane language to attack the President of the United States. That's 1 week with this new Democratic Congress. It's pretty scary. And now you have this woman, this Chappelle Nadel in Missouri, Democrat senator in Missouri, hashtag impeach the MF, as in mother, you know what her. Very scary stuff that these people are so vile, so vulgar, so vicious, all the V's. Why did their mother wash their mouth out with soap when they were young children and teach them a lesson not to speak like this when you represent the taxpayers specifically? Now they want to compare it to the locker room episode with Donald Trump. Amazing. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, very proud, by the way. Stocks stage a massive rally today. We start with that one. Proud of President Trump. Great economic news. It all gets drowned out. Great economic news today. I've got a commentary I want to read you that talks about the wall, that talks about the great economic news. A lot of people who heard me talk about this, read this commentary in hour number one, felt it was the finest commentary I've ever written. So I'm going to read it to you again. It's the Trump Challenge. Tear down that wall. I was going to write a column about the wall, and it's certainly the biggest issue in America, but I can end that debate quickly. President Trump should issue a simple challenge. My fellow Democrats, I have a challenge for you. Tear down that wall. I will end my demand for the wall today, but only if every Democrat in the Senate and House tears down the walls around their personal homes. As soon as you remove the walls around your mansions, I will drop my plan for a wall around our border. That seems fair, doesn't it? End of story. Former President Obama has a wall around his mansion and recently added a chain-link fence, too. My neighbor Harry Reid lives one block from me in Anthem Country Club, surrounded by walls, fences, armed guards, and government-issued photo ID to get in. Why did Harry choose Anthem? More importantly, why did he choose to live one block from Wayne Root? That's a question everyone I know wants answered. Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Maxine Waters, they all have walls or fences around their mansions. As my fellow RJ columnist Victor Jokes, RJ being the Las Vegas Review Journal, Victor Jokes pointed out yesterday, so did Nevada Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen and Congresswoman Susie Lee. If they think walls are useless, why do they all have walls? Virtually everyone in Washington, D.C. has a wall or armed guards or both protecting them. Every Democratic politician, every large Democratic donor, every Democrat CEO. The Pope talks nonstop about tearing down walls and building bridges, yet his home, the Vatican, is surrounded by one of the world's biggest walls. So the emperor has no clothes. The dog won't hunt. As soon as you give up your walls, we'll give up our wall. But until then, sit down and shut the hell up. Please, President Trump, say those words to Democrats. Tear down that wall. End of the debate. Now look at the two stark choices in front of us as we approach the 2020 presidential election. On one side, Democrats are radical, extreme, in some cases, stark, raving mad. Think I'm exaggerating? Ask Congressman Brad Sherman. In his first hour back in Congress, his first hour, he submitted articles of impeachment against President Trump. One of the charges, the president fired somebody. Or take Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson. He preached from a church pulpit in Atlanta last week and repeatedly compared Trump to Hitler. Or absorb the words of newly elected Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American congresswoman. She said in a public speech, and I quote, "We're going to impeach the mother effer." For good measure, Virginia Democrat Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton flew a transgender flag outside her Capitol Hill office after being sworn in. I kid you not. Real life, crazier than fiction. Radical extreme Democrats are letting it all hang out. They're showing their true colors. Now to the choice on the other side. Instead of words, please study results. Everything you need to know came out on Friday. Job growth exploded to 312,000 jobs for the month of December. October, November job gains also revised upward by 58,000 jobs. Things are so good, nearly 400,000 Americans decided to re-enter the job force in 1 month, December. Trump's economy produced 32,000 manufacturing jobs in December. In 2018, manufacturing gained a remarkable 284,000 jobs, the biggest annual gain in over 20 years. Wages rose 3.2%, the highest gain in a decade. December saw the highest number of Hispanics ever employed in the history of America, 27,701,000, and the lowest Hispanic unemployment rate in history, too. Thank you, Mr. President. To quote Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, what a mother effer. So there's your choice. Democrats flying transgender flags, screaming about Hitler, and publicly calling your president a mother effer while they live in mansions surrounded by walls. Or jobs. Lots of them. Along with the highest wage growth in years. I'll let you decide. My commentary coming out this Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal, as well as newspapers around the country syndicated nationally by Creator Syndicate. Can you imagine how crazy the opposition is? By the way, I didn't know that the market was up 746 points. It wasn't final when I wrote that commentary. I would have added that. And I didn't know at the time I wrote the commentary about the millions and millions, the numbers out, the millions and millions of new jobs created by President Trump. I don't have it in front of me. I'm trying to find it. I think it's four. Oh, here it is. 4.8 million more Americans employed since Trump took office. 4.8 million. Thank you, President Trump. Great news for America.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and leaders from both sides of the aisle will be meeting over the weekend to hopefully iron out a deal that would get border security done and also end the partial government shutdown. After meeting on Friday with lawmakers, President Trump said the partial government shutdown would continue until border security is tackled.
No, we won't be opening until it's solved. We think this is a much bigger problem. The border is a much more dangerous problem. It's a much bigger problem. It's a problem of national security. It's a problem of terrorists.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes the Democrats are playing politics with the shutdown.
The package presented by the House's new Democratic leaders yesterday can only be seen as a time-wasting act of political posturing.
U.S. employers added 312,000 jobs in the month of December. This made Wall Street happy as the Dow closed up 740 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, Synergetics, the sponsor of this segment of the show, the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, as in i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, custom tailored to each individual. I love Synergetics. What they've done for me is amazing, amazing, amazing. I eat more food, and I eat more times a day, and I love the food, and I'm losing weight, and I'm gaining muscle. I work out less than I've ever worked out, eat more than I've ever eaten, and I lose weight and gain muscle. That's pretty cool. Doesn't get much better than that. And look much younger. Much younger. People see me on TV say, you look like you lost 15 years. It's amazing. And this went on in a four-month period on national TV. So results are there. 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the United States. They got clinics all over the USA. Main clinic in Las Vegas, though. Their big, I shouldn't say their main clinic. Their biggest clinic is in Las Vegas. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. I think their main clinic is actually, or the main headquarters is actually in Boston or Chicago. But their biggest clinic is in a beautiful building here in the Summerlin area of Las Vegas. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, or register at Synergenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. They sponsor both my radio and TV show. Thank you, Synergenics, for making me your guinea pig and making me look and feel young again. Great stuff. All right, we've got our guest here, Derek Hunter, columnist for Town Hall, contributing editor for the Daily Caller, host of the Daily Caller podcast. Say that five times fast, Daily Caller podcast. And he's here to talk about some of the top stories trending at townhall.com. Derek Hunter, Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome to the show.
Wayne Allyn, how is your Friday going?
My Friday's going great. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you as well.
All right, so government shut down. We're in day 14. I haven't noticed. Have you?
Well, there's cannibalism in the street. I can't buy any bottled water because it's all sold out, and I've seen a whole bunch of people eating cat food. But no, there's nothing going on. It was amazing how little the media actually cared between Christmas and New Year's about the government shutdown. It was barely a story. Now that Democrats have more leverage by taking control of the House of Representatives, suddenly we're going to see every profile of every government employee or government contractor who, for reasons I can only imagine are bad choices, live paycheck to paycheck and are about to be thrown into a meat grinder by their landlords or their banks who, 'cause they can't pay their mortgages. The Democrats have, and I don't have to tell you this, but Democrats have a knack for finding the worst case scenario in any situation and presenting it as if it's the norm, because all of their arguments are either fear-based or anger-based, and this time it's fear-based. You could be next. This could happen to you. Government is doing this to these people. Look at what government is doing, which, ironically, is a pretty good argument for smaller government, for limited government, but they'll never connect those dots. But be ready for the sad tales of woe parade that you know are only a few days away.
You know, I've spent a lot of time on the radio and on television on my Newsmax number one rated show on Newsmax is my show, The Wayne Allyn-Root Show, which comes up in about 25 minutes. I've spent a lot of time talking to the president and to the president's people, Hogan Gidley, his deputy press spokesperson, et cetera, and telling them that you've got to go around Congress, you've got to declare a national security emergency, you've got to use the military budget, and I've sent article after article that I've written, my commentaries that are nationally syndicated, to the president and let him know you've just got to go around Congress and declare a national security emergency. And I say it again and again and again, 20 times in the last month, and finally came out today and said, you know what? If Congress won't do it, I'll go around Congress. I'll declare a national security emergency. I'll fund the wall with the military budget. Exactly what I've been saying to do. So I hope I had some effect. But he did come out and say that today. Correct, Derek?
Yes, but we both know that about 20 minutes after he tries that, some judge in Oregon will slap an injunction on him. The real failure here, Wayne, is of Republicans in Congress and of the White House not to make this an issue before the midterms, when there were 10 Democrats up in states that President Trump won, where they could have, I mean, Joe Manchin ran campaign ads, and another senator, I can't remember his name, another Democrat, ran campaign ads saying, I support a wall. They're not going to vote for a wall now. Joe Manchin isn't going to have to face voters for another 6 years. What does he care? The time to put the screws to the Claire McCaskills and the John Testers of the world was September before the midterms, but for some reason, they didn't do it.
Well, you know, they had a great ad that ripped to shreds all the bad people coming over the wall, or I should say the coming over the border with a lack of a wall, running across an open border, and they showed the murderer who, you know, laughed as he had killed a police officer and said, "I'd love to kill more." And I know media around the country wouldn't run the ad. So, you know, they could have run something a little more toned down.
That was a fine ad to influence people's votes. I want to influence congressional action, and you want those Democrats in the Senate to vote for cloture because they're afraid of what the voters will do to them in November. Now the next November is 2 years away. Most of the Democrats who are up this next time are in Democratic states. They're safe. They don't care. It was about pressure bringing to bear. Plus, I think the president, it's great. I had this argument with my wife the other day. It's great that the president went around the country and gave those campaign rallies. He's very good at them and they're effective. But he spent about 3 to 5 minutes on the border wall and securing the border because he was talking about everything under the sun and those things. He needs to do, frankly, what Obama did when he was selling Obamacare. He traveled the country and gave very focused half-hour to 45-minute speeches specifically on the importance of this issue. Even if you didn't agree with his solution, and I sure as hell did, you started to buy into the hype if you're
right,
sort of marginally paying attention to the news, that you this needs to be addressed. The president thinks that a tweet can do that. It's nice. You can certainly take the knee, scratch the needle off the record on the news cycle at the moment, but you have to be following him on Twitter and on Twitter at that time or watching the news when they talk about his tweets to see that, whereas speeches around the country would get press, an Oval Office address on
right,
the
that's what I want.
In prime
that's
time
it. Bingo.
Would,
bingo.
Would make the case, but I don't know who's advising him or what his reluctance is, but somebody's either doing him a major disservice or he's doing himself a major disservice by leaving his most effective weapon unused.
Yeah, I just sent him an article a few moments ago, and I've got access to his inner circle, and I sent the article to them, and it's tear down that wall. Remember that famous line from President Reagan to Gorbachev, tear down that wall, and I think Trump should use that line now day and night, tear down that wall, and I'm aiming it at Democrats. I'll give up my wall when you give up your walls around your mansions, but being that Pelosi has a wall, and being that Feinstein has a wall, being that Maxine Waters has a wall, being that reporters here in Las Vegas verified today that our latest U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen, Democrat, our latest U.S. Congresswoman Susie Lee, Democrat, both live in walled gated communities, being that Wayne Root lives in Anthem Country Club in Henderson, Nevada, a beautiful suburb of Las Vegas, surrounded by walls, gates, armed guards, and you can't get in without government-issued photo ID, and who's my next-door neighbor, Harry Reid. Being that Democrats are all liars and frauds and hypocrites, tear down your wall and we'll stop our wall, but until you move out of your walled gated mansions and wall-gated country club estates. Until that happens, we're building the wall. So from now on,
maybe
should be his new slogan.
Maybe we just make a law that elected Democrats have to live along the southern border, and they'll build the wall for us.
Yeah, exactly. I had a caller, by the way, who had a great idea. He said the entire southern border should be prisons. Just build all the prisons for federal prisoners and put them along the border, and then when they break in, they're breaking into a prison. I thought that was
prison,
kind of funny.
And then a military base.
Military base and prison,
on
yeah.
Side.
Yeah,
so
well, look, we've got how many soldiers in America? We must have a million or so, right, or more. How many soldiers are there in the United States Army, United States Marines combined? I would put them all on the border 24 hours a day for exercises. You're paying for it anyway. Once someone's in the Army, you're feeding them meals. You're paying for them to practice and train. Why not do it on the border at all times in all the places where we're weakest? From now on, just station them at the border. Anyway, another border issue I thought was interesting that you wanted to talk about today is Nancy Pelosi, who says the wall is immoral. Well, while they all have walls around their houses, she had the nerve to say today the wall is immoral. Wasn't it 2013 where all 52 Democratic U.S. senators voted for $46.3 billion in spending on border security?
Look, if you Democrats talk about border security, they don't talk about a border wall. What they really want is drones to get nice footage of people coming across and ultimately hire more people to greet the illegal alien as they enter the country, like in the world's worst game of Red Rover, with a hot meal, a bottle of water, and a voter registration form, and a map to San Francisco or something. it's immoral. Nancy Pelosi professes to be a Catholic, a devout Catholic. She should call the Pope, because I think they have a wall around the Vatican. I could be wrong about that, but if Nancy Pelosi, pro late term, last minute, probably 6 months into life, abortion, Nancy Pelosi wants to lecture the Vatican on what's moral and immoral, that would be an interesting phone call, and I would, you know, pay decent money on pay-per-view to watch it.
I'd like to swap all spending, federal government taxpayer spending, on foreign aid and on abortion and pay for the wall. I mean, to me, those two things are very controversial. And whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, federal government doesn't have to be involved. I mean, abortion could be legal and the government doesn't have to spend a penny on Planned Parenthood. So, I mean, abortion spending is very controversial when the government spends it. You could have your, legal abortion Roe versus Wade, but I don't have to pay for it. Why can't Trump carve out of the budget the money for abortion, veto it until that's gone, and the money for foreign aid, boom, poof, you've got the money for the wall.
They should have a reverse formula for abortion money that every dollar Planned Parenthood spends on electioneering, they lose $10 in government funding, and you watch how quickly they get out of
it. Watch how quickly they get out of it. They have to get out of their gated mansions and their walled mansions. There isn't a Democrat alive sitting in Congress who doesn't have either armed guards or walls around their homes, or they're in a doorman building. You can't get in without getting by the doorman. They're all hypocrites. They're all liars. They all live in lily-white neighborhoods, send their kids to lily-white private schools, drive around in limos and private jets. They're just frauds. Derek Hunter, columnist for Town Hall, contributing editor for the Daily Caller, host of the Daily Caller podcast. Thank you for coming on. Happy New Year, Derek.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, coming up, Newsmax TV. We'll be right back. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allen Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now!
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now. Fantastic news today. Stock stage a massive rally. Dow soars 746 points. NASDAQ rises 4.3%. Good news, 4.8 million more Americans employed since Trump took office. All kinds of other great stats. 312,000 new jobs in the month of December. Wages up 3.2%. Manufacturing jobs up 32,000 in the month of December. They upgraded October and November. Donald Trump, great job. Bravo. This is why Democrats are going so crazy, and the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history, and the most Hispanics working in history, and this must be why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, an Hispanic, is so upset and so crazy. We've got to have 70% tax rates. We've got to have a green new energy deal, a green new deal. Why? Because she can't stand prosperity. She can't stand things are going well. She can't stand Hispanics have jobs, good jobs, high-wage jobs. It's too much for Democrats to take. They want to string Trump up. They want to lynch him. They want to hang him high. They want to kill that mother you-know-what-er. This is what they think like. They're crazy. And they're just angry because they're losing. They are losing. Trump is winning. That's why Trump's challenge to the Democrats should be tear down that wall. Tear down that wall. We've got Ron on the phone. Ron from Las Vegas about the wall. Ron, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How are you, Wayne? I haven't spoken to you in a while. How was your New Year?
Happy New Year.
Listen, I had an idea. If they want to just push wall security instead of giving us the money for the wall, why don't we put the bill in, make them pass, you know, for the trade, the reciprocity, if I'm saying that right. That way we can carry a gun anywhere, anytime, in any state, so we can defend ourselves from the illegals that like to murder and pillage and run over people. You know, that was just an idea. That way, if we have to defend ourselves, I mean, we can anytime, right?
No, but the Democrats are never going along with that. You're never going to get the wall. You're never going to get reciprocity from them. I would guess the odds are very slim you'll ever get either one. They just can't allow us to have guns. They just can't allow us to build the wall. It's bad for their constituency. Their constituency are the people trying to kill us. Their constituency are the felons, the criminals, the murderers, the rapists, the welfare addicts, and the illegals. They can't stand it.
Well, trade for a trade. These people are in la-la land, so... you know, as long as Trump sticks in there, then, you know, I'm sure we'll get what we need. But it's pretty scary.
Well, he's got to do what I said to do. He's got to declare a national emergency to build the wall, and he says he may do it now, but I think he's probably just, you know, he's thumping his chest and he's threatening because he's trying his best to find a way to cut a deal with Congress to get the money from them, because I'm sure his advisors have told him that if you do it Wayne Root's way, there's going to be lawsuits and it's going to get tied up in court and the 9th District is going to turn it down.
Well, why don't
and you're going to have to wait till it gets
to
Supreme
Court. Why don't you declare it without telling anybody? If you declare without telling anybody, then they can't get much done at the last minute.
Well, I mean, they can. You have to declare it. In other words, you have to say that I've declared a national emergency. That's not something you could do in private. The whole world has to see the form that says executive action or executive order. The President of the United States declares a national emergency revolving security at the border, and I'm grabbing $25 billion in the military budget. Of course you have to say that. You can't keep that quiet. That would be a big problem if you kept it quiet. I'm sure that would get you impeached. So you've got to announce you're doing it, and then they take it to court.
Yeah, you just taught me something. I'm always willing to learn. Thank you, Wayne.
All right, cool. All right, thanks, Ron. All right, so here's an article. Let's see what this one says. It says, President Trump, can he build a wall without Congress? Question mark. And so it says, President Trump stated during a Friday press conference he does not need Congress in order to build a wall. He stated he could declare a national emergency in order to circumvent Congress to get the wall built. He told congressional leaders on Friday he will shut down the government for months or years if he does not get the money for his Mexican wall, and said he's proud to do the right thing. Trump hinted he's hopeful a deal will be done. The government will reopen in the near future. But he disclosed that he's considered declaring a national emergency to build a wall without legislative approval, and I still might. This article actually never does answer the question, can he do that? I thought this was going to answer that question. It does not. I'll tell you what, if Andrew, my producer's listening at this moment, Andrew, make a mental note. Let's try and get great lawyers on the show next week. Let's get like 3 or 4 great lawyers who can all tell us what their opinion is, whether Trump has the right to do that. I believe it's very clear. I don't even think it's a big debate. I mean, I know they're going to sue. I know they're going to tie it up, and they're going to say no in the 9th District Court because they say no to everything we want. But I think it's very clear that a president of the United States has a right to declare a national security emergency and then grab the money necessary to take care of that. So I think he could do it. I really do. I think he's going to win that if he goes to battle and takes it to the Supreme Court. I think you win that one. But it might take 2 years. But can't you do expedited? That's, you know, let's get Alan Dershowitz on. And then we've got 5 or 6 other lawyers we've had on in the past who are really smart guys. Let's grab a smattering of them. Let's get nothing but lawyers on next week to answer the question, does the president have a right to go away from Congress, over the head of Congress, and get the funds for the wall? What's his ability to declare a tax on all the remittance money going out of the United States? What's his right to declare tolls on the southern border that get money every time you go to and from Mexico? What's his right to declare that welfare should be banned for illegals or for any foreigners coming to the United States for, say, 7 years, and we could use that money towards the wall? What's his right to grab money from other departments? Those are all the things I've suggested to get the wall done. Let's see if you can legally do that. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, coming up next. The Power Hour, Newsmax TV, 60 to 80 million homes joining us right now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey.